This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife are reporting that bears have been particularly aggressive this year. That according to a notice from Jamie Mills, administrator in Dune City. ODFW says it may be due to an early berry crop that left little reserve late in the season for the bears. A Dune City resident reported a very large bear had tried to break into a residence on Chittum Loop. Florence has had an increase in activity as well, but as of yet, no reports of aggressive animals. The City of Florence's monthly newsletter addresses garbage service and the potential of attracting wild animals such as bears. Trash receptacles can only be placed on the street for a 24-hour period on trash days, and if an animal nuisance is reported, then the regulation only allows for placement during daylight hours. Tomorrow evening at 5:30 is the Residential Housing Code Update informational session. It will be held in the council chambers at the Florence City Hall. City staff will lay out the proposed changes for the public. City Manager Aaron Reynolds.
This is really a time to get information and answers to your questions.
The city has undertaken the challenge of updating an almost 40-year-old code to make it more user-friendly while still holding to practical standards. A public hearing is also set for the code changes.
The formal public hearing will be held later this month, November 18th.
More information on the informational meeting tomorrow can be found at the Florence City website, ci.florence.or.us. City of Florence has announced that it will begin its annual hydrant flushing November 12th. The program will last approximately 12 weeks and will be done by the Public Works Department during the hours of 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. The high-pressure flushing of hydrants is necessary to remove any sediment that may have gathered in the lines. Residents and businesses may see a slight discoloring of the water, but that can be alleviated by running your cold water for a few minutes to clear the line. The city also recommends that you do not do laundry for several hours adjacent to a hydrant flushing in your area to ensure the water is clear. According to the city press release, there are no harmful effects from the discolored water. The new Nova Healthcare in Florence has announced that they will be part of a career fair that will take place in Springfield tomorrow. Nova is looking to fill more than 30 positions, including patient access specialists, medical assistants, radiological technicians, and more. The event will be at 445 Harlow Road in Springfield, beginning at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019.